At the end of the show, I'll give you a discount code to use on the Cool Cat Teacher Store. Three teacher money-making opportunities using technology, episode 87. The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today. So teachers in the Northern Hemisphere, we're getting close to summer. And you know, some teachers might want to earn some money on the side or use that as a time to kind of look at some other opportunities. Now, I do have to add one caveat. I know that my friend Lisa Nielsen and I were talking about this one time, and she said, you know, teachers can work as a bartender in New York, but they can't do teachers pay teachers. And that makes no sense to me at all. But you do have to follow the laws and the rules of your district or your school. So make sure you check those out for anything that you do. So we have Jessica Ratliff Gordon with us, and she has done a previous episode with us on game-based learning that was awesome. But Jessica, you've got three different ways that you have tried out, that you're investigating to kind of have opportunities on the side to teach. Tell us about your first way.
You know, like me, a lot of times there's ways that you know, teachers want to supplement their income. The first way that I've looked into doing that is through teachers pay teachers. Teachers pay teachers is an awesome way for teachers to make additional funds for things you do all the time, you know, innovative lesson plans, task cards that you've created to geared towards your students' interests that could, you know, be something that another teacher would really love to have. So I have a lot of, you know, task cards and things online that sell pretty well. So over time, you know, it's pretty steady. So you might, you know, make a certain amount of money each month. And a lot of times you can have sales that increase your sales, or you can, over the summer, a lot of times people over the summer are buying more resources for the upcoming school year. So summer is a great time to add new things to your Teachers Pay Teachers store, because that's when everybody's looking for things to revamp their curriculum going into the next school year.
Now, last summer was when I got started on Teachers Pay Teachers. My friend Angela Watson and my friend Laura Candler told me about it. And, you know, they have so many different beginner's resources for getting started. And believe it or not, you know, you can buy some fonts and you can use PowerPoint to make a lot of the handouts. And I know for me, I just kind of make it at home and not as much at school so that I don't get in trouble with, you know, okay, this is something I made in my classroom. But again, follow your guidelines. So Jessica, what's your next idea?
My next idea is something new that I've just started, and that is online ESL tutoring. And there's different companies that do this that partner with U.S. companies. You know, they partner with Chinese companies or companies overseas. Currently, I'm with 5-1 Talk, and that's the number 5, the number 1, and then the word talk. And there's other companies such as VIP Student. And what they do is it's just like using Skype. If you know how to use Skype and you are familiar with using things like smart boards, you would be great at it. And you make your own hours. They hook you up with students that are, you know, Chinese students wanting to learn English. And it could be kids that are in preschool age, all the way up through sometimes even adults or high school students that are needing help. Some lessons, you know, you're walking them through Common Core aligned lessons. And then other times they just sign up to talk to you. They just want somebody to practice having conversational English with them. And so that's something that you could do pretty easily. Companies are, you know, really looking, especially 5-1 Talk, they're having a big push for people to sign up.
So you don't have to know Chinese to do this?
No, in fact, they tell you when you start that if you know Chinese, not to use it. Because then, you know, when kids know that you know Chinese, they're less, it's less of an immersive thing. They want you to only use a lot of kind of whole brain teaching. They call it TPR. You use a lot of whole brain strategies. So you're using only English and whole brain strategies. So there's a lot of motions, a lot of facial expressions, you know, pointing, using symbols to get across to them what certain words mean. And the kids really enjoy it. In fact, most students are going to be Chinese students, students that are from places where education is really highly valued. And they, you know, they appreciate you. They will beg for another lesson. And you generally just, you have a really good feeling after you've taught those lessons because the kids are really excited to work with you.
Okay. So this third one is one I've been considering this summer and even doing it with a podcast. So tell us about your third idea.
My third idea, I actually have a friend who's a doctor, and he told me about Patreon. Patreon is an online service. It is free to sign up. And Patreon, it's a way for you to offer things that you've created that other people might like, but in a way that's different than Teachers Pay Teachers. So for instance, on Teachers Pay Teachers, if I put products on there, I price them all individually. People buy what they want. It's kind of a like cafeteria type thing. On Patreon, I would have a page. So your page, you could post task cards you make, lesson plans you make. And if somebody becomes a patron of you, they could then access all of those downloads or all of those posts that you make. So if I were posting new resources every week and someone wanted to say, pay $1 a month to be a patron of me, then that means they would get access to every single thing that I ever put on Patreon. You know, if you signed up for it for just a couple months, you could download everything that I have on my page. And that's going to come out to be a lot cheaper than buying even a couple of the things from my Teachers Pay Teachers store. It seems like it's a really good deal. It's a newer thing. And so I'm hoping it really catches on, because I think a lot of teachers, especially teachers that have really quality things on sites like Teachers Pay Teachers, could benefit from Patreon.
I know. And, you know, I've seen it a lot in podcasts where people have a podcast and they have Patreon supporters, but they have a few extra bonus shows and things. And so, you know, I'm actually debating doing that, because sometimes I have longer content, maybe longer than 10 minutes. It's 10 minutes is so fast that I could put. And so I've really been debating and I'm intrigued. Now, Jessica, you know, there's some teachers who think that it's a terrible thing for teachers to be making money on the side. But then again, they complain that teachers don't make enough. So I don't really know that I understand the thought that teachers shouldn't take advantage of these opportunities. What are your thoughts?
Right. And I've heard that debate. In fact, I heard it on the news the other day, where in some places it's that idea of intellectual property. If I make something because I had an idea at school, or if I make something based off something I'm teaching, does that not belong to the school? You know, the only really argument I have to that is, if people aren't wanting teachers to make extra money through things like Patreon or Teachers Pay Teachers, then we really need to look at how much, you know, how we are compensating our teachers and see what a resource they are, and, you know, compensate them adequately. Because I feel like, you know, if teachers earned the amount of money based on like what they were creating and like the innovation that they were coming up with, I really think that they probably wouldn't need Teachers Pay Teachers or Patreon. So I just think that because we're in a country where teachers aren't paid very well, we have to, you know, teachers are very resourceful. We have to think of ways to help ourselves. And especially for people that have, you know, growing families and need additional support that teaching doesn't always give you.
Well, the way I view it is, if I can do something to feed, I'm a better classroom teacher because I'm a teacherpreneur who does podcasting and blogging. I mean, that's, you know, when I started teaching, I told them I'd have to keep my business, and I did like website hosting and computer fixing. But once I figured out like teaching can be my hobby and I can help pay for the kids to go to college, it's like I'm such a better teacher because of it. And, you know, I'm just, I guess in some ways, I know some people think capitalism is a bad word, but I think that, you know, if you give people incentive, they're going to be better in classroom teachers. Now, there is a line that you can't cross. Like, you can't use your students to sell stuff. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot, there's lines, there's ethical lines that we need to talk about. But personally, I think that saying, oh, teachers don't make enough, but then saying, oh, teachers, you belong to us, we own you, is like talking out of both sides of your mouth. Jessica, how should somebody get started real quick?
I would start with Teachers Pay Teachers. What I did last summer is I sat down, and on Teachers Pay Teachers, you can actually look through the top sellers. And I looked at what is selling the most. What are people wanting? What are things that people are like dying to have? And then I also wanted to make something that, even if nobody ever wants what I put out there, something that I could use for my classroom. So the things I make tend to be a mixture between things that sell, things that people are like, things that are marketable, and things that I would use, you know, in an ELA lesson or in a social studies lesson. And so really, what if you work on that this summer, you'd be making things that, one, are going to revamp your curriculum and make, you know, give yourself more resources that you've made. And then also have things sitting there just accumulating, you know, additional income for you over the years. Because, you know, once you put it on Teachers Pay Teachers, it's there forever. So, you know, I could still be making, you know, a few dollars off these task cards every month till people don't want task cards anymore, I guess.
Be a remarkable teacher. And if this is an option for you, we've just given you three ideas from Jessica Ratliff Gordon that you can use to perhaps earn some money on the side as a teacher. Thank you so much for listening, and get out there and be remarkable.
Check out my store at store.coolcatteacher.com. If you use the code REMARKABLE, you can get a 20% discount on my productivity books and forms, substitute teacher manual, lesson plans, video tutorials, and all the things that I have on there. Or you can also check out my store on Teachers Pay Teachers.
Thank you for listening to the 10-Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.